In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. More than two dozen homes burned in the Calwood fire in Boulder County this weekend. Betty Anacarico was one of those. She says a friend in the sheriff's office sent her photographs of the destruction, but she won't be able to see it herself for a while.
They told us it might be a couple days because it's still hot, but just seeing the pictures, it makes it a reality.
Anna Carrico says she and her husband, Art, had about 15 minutes to evacuate their home on Saturday. They had to drive through flames.
I'm 77, he's 79. We never expected this time in our life to have to start over again.
Boulder officials say at least 26 homes have been damaged or destroyed in the fire, including every address in the subdivision where Anna Carrico lives. And in southwest Colorado, crews are responding to a new fire west of Silverton. Hikers and campers are being evacuated. A new art installation in Aurora is hosting live performances from Pan-Asian artists. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Artist Sammy Lee has put together a series of events spotlighting inclusive subject matter in her exhibit, Remind Me Tomorrow. For all of October, the People's Building in Aurora will host sculpture, theater, and dance from the artists in collaboration with other people and groups. And from October 29th through the 31st, Denver's Circo de Nada will perform for both virtual and in-person audiences. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
It's 55 degrees in Denver, 56 in Vail. This is CPR News.